Blog Talk Radio.
How's your flight?
It was good. It was really, really long. The longest flight ever. What? 15 hours?
I say it clear, my heart is here. We got each other, take it from there. If I could, I'd love you up forever at a time. Oh, what we've been through, no one else knows. Cause all that matters, how far this goes. And it will go until it starts again. Oh, and you have truth like armor. Nothing can stop love from love alone. You're not my asking for much, just a couple of forever.
Good evening. It's Marvelous Monday. My name is Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Low Show. We like to try to check this thing out. We try to give some very exciting information pertaining to relationship. The Dr. Low Show is the real relationship guru, which I am, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, with no filters. We're going to come at you. We're going to share some things with you on Marvelous Tuesday. I said Marvelous Monday, so I had to get my dates right. It was a holiday yesterday. It threw me off. Terrific Tuesday. Man, I have to think about it sometime. The days go so fast. We're being blessed today, so we want to give our honor to God for allowing us an opportunity to be before you today on Terrific Tuesday. And I thank a notice that was sent to me said today is Tuesday, but yesterday was Memorial Day, and I hope we took the opportunity, as well as the Smith Way production, to honor all the men and women who serve this country. And they serve you proudly, even those that lost their lives doing this. And we just say happy Memorial Day to each and every one of you. Tonight, we got an outstanding topic tonight. We're going to talk about it more like a title, more or less. Now, if you want to be a part of it, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Now, if you want to go to the web link, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. And all you have to do is just, once you get there, you click on the tonight's episode. And if you want to be a part of it, it's fine. Now, I'm saying this too. I got three different networks that's working tonight. We have Blog Talk Radio. I just gave you the link to that. We also have Facebook. And for those on Blog Talk Radio, as well as Instagram, you can go to facebook.com/DR, which is Dr. L. D. Alberto Smith, and you can be with us on Facebook as well as Instagram. You can go to Lorenza D. Smith 15. So, again, we got an outstanding show tonight, and our title for tonight's show is Don't Get Too Comfortable in Your Relationship, Part 3. Man, Part 1 and 2 was so outstanding that we had to come back with a Part 3. So we want to talk about it. We want you to be a part of it. Now, as I gave you the call-in number, now you can use the call-in number just to call in and just listen to the show. Or you can, while you're listening to the show and you have some comments or questions, press 1. I identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or a telephone number, and then I will ask you to identify you, who you are, where you're calling from, and then just join us with your comments, your questions, or your expertise. Again, the board is filling up real fast, meaning on Facebook. We also have individuals joining us on Instagram, as well as on Blog Talk Radio. So we're ready to make this thing do what it do. Now, let me take this opportunity to introduce my guest experts that's joining us at this time. Now, I see on my board, I see one individual joining. I'm so glad to have this person, because when I send the invitation out to this person, and they will say, yes, I would like to be a part of it and offer my expertise. He's a millennial. So that makes it even better. You know, we have 2 millennials on this show, and it's good to have their thoughts in regards to dealing with relationships, because sometimes as we get people of wisdom, meaning age under our belt, we have a tendency to see things a little different. So we're going to have an opportunity here for one of the individuals, which is our millennial, and hopefully my other co-hosts will call in. I know one won't be calling in because they're traveling at this time. They wasn't going to be back in time to be a part of. But I'm going to introduce the individual that's with me at this time, then I'll make sure I introduce those other ones. I always give everybody a great, what they say, introduction way beyond out of space, they said. You go way beyond Dr. Smith just to introduce the individual. This young man hails from Montgomery, Alabama, and I do appreciate him being a part of it. He's an educator. He's working hard to change the lives of our young people, and I'm so glad to have him. He's our millennial. You know, some people say, well, I get at a certain age, you still can't call me a millennial. But if you teach him at that belt, somewhere around 25, 26, 27, you're a millennial. You have that process, that young thought process, and we want you to be a part of it. Our expert tonight that's joining us, and he'll be joining us every time, it's every other Tuesday when we have this show, is Cameron Gibbard. How you doing, Cameron? Cameron, are you there? I think he may have put himself on mute. Take yourself out of mute, Cameron, then you can come in. My other three co-hosts are the young lady who's a millennial. And she's not on the board as of now, but she will be joining us later. None other than Lauren D. Smith. She's our other millennial. Then our two other guests that joins us on two other shows. And see, I have on so many other shows, I had to make sure I remember them. They're just experts on this show. Hell is from Greenville, South Carolina. She's a retired educator, administrator, also a counselor, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Incorporated, none other than Scarlet H. Black. So we appreciate Scarlet being a part. She's the one traveling at this time. She's a part of the show every time we come on Tuesday. She's a part of it. Last but not least, out of the surrounding areas of Atlanta, our other doctor on the show, Dr. Olivia E. Smith, out of the surrounding areas of Atlanta, and she's a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. And also, I have to make sure I mention that our millennial Lauren is a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. So we have an assortment of many individuals. So I'm hoping I can get Cameron back. Let me see what happened here. Cameron, do we have you on now, Cameron?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Cameron. Awesome, awesome. I introduced you already, Cameron. So, you know, the thing about it, I think my button might have been kind of acting up on here, but, you know, I got it right now. We're ready to make it do what it do. And we're going to talk about don't get too comfortable in your relationship, part three. Now, part one and two was off the chain. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm not trying to pat the show on the back, but I'm going to pat us because give me my flower while I yet live. We had some discussion. We had to table one night to the next night. We took it to our Monday night show. Now we're back with our Tuesday night show. So we're ready to come at you. We're ready to come hard at you. So Cameron said he ready. So we're going to make it do what it do. So let's start off. Let's start off with the first topic. And that first topic is, if your mate show themselves, mates show themselves being negative, everything you say, everything you do, how do you deal with this type of behavior? What do you do when you have somebody that's so negative, so that's disconcerned, not concerned about what's going on in the relationship? How do you deal with it? I'm going to let Cameron start off and share his thoughts in regards to this type of behavior, negative behavior in a relationship.
Oh, man, that's a big one. I think, man, you can't, first of all, you can't have nothing negative. Even if it is bad, you can't show signs of it being bad. You gotta stay firm in your heart and your mind and your spirit, because if that person making you or saying anything negative towards you, it's going to affect you down the road, because you're going to be like, well, I don't feel capable, or I don't feel like I can do this, or, well, I feel like I can't do this. She gonna get mad if I do it this way. So it's going to make you overthink and stress yourself out about it. Instead of y'all coming to a compromise and saying everything is positive, it's going to be all right, and go from there.
That's awesome. Awesome, Cameron. I'm going to tell you, that you hit it on the head, because when you start dealing with people have this toxic part of them, we said negative, but toxic. When you're dealing with people with toxicism, I'm going to call it toxicism in them. They always, nothing you do is right. Nothing you say is right. No matter where you go, you shouldn't go there. You should go somewhere else. Pretty much they're being real negative because they're not comfortable in the relationship. Recently, we talked about that. We talked about things that makes a relationship healthy, and that's not one of the things. If a person don't want to be in a relationship, they're going to find everything that you're doing wrong to find a way not to be around. They're also masters of manipulation. They will manipulate you to be in a fight with them so they can leave. Now, regardless whether it's a male or a female, they'll find a way to get out of this situation. I don't want to be here. I got something else to do. Those kind of people are not committed. That's not the kind of commitment you want to have out of a person who's finding everything you do is negative. everything you do, you know, you can't do what's right, then they have a tendency to say it. Now, you have to watch people that, you know, I always say when people show themselves, and that's a topic that's coming up, when a people, when a person show themselves, believe what you see. Don't try to think that, well, they're going to get better tomorrow. No, they're not. Because they have shown themselves. You know, like in every relationship, and Cameron can and heard this before, when you're talking about people, when they first meet them, they're going to be in that phase of, you know, we're going to just, you know, let's get associate. Let's get to know each other a little bit, or just acquaintance. We just we're associates first, then we're acquaintance. They're going to put on their best outfit. They're going to keep themselves shaved and cleaned up or hair fixed up. Are they going to talk the way? They're going to listen to you. They're going to manipulate the situation. So what they're going to do is send their representative. And Cameron, I know you have heard that often and heard people say they send their representative. But once they show themselves and everything you're doing is negative, everything you're doing they don't agree with, they're not supported, it's time to do something we always say on this show. Run as fast as you can. You got to get out of that because that situation ain't the best situation for you. But when they start doing that, you have to go. When their behavior is so negative, their behavior is just disrespectful, rude. You know, it's quick. People can be rude and only be trying to be rude. But you know what? I don't think we allow things to come out of this, our mouth, without knowing exactly what we're going to say. The tongue is powerful. We have to be very careful what we say. We can say things, we may be joking, but you don't know what effect it will be on that person when you say it. It's negative to those persons. So what those persons do is they get in there, you're talking about emotional. Emotion is part of life. It's a part of any relationship. You have to be healthy emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually. You work on those things. But when people tear you down, keep tearing you down, I'm going to tell you, it's hard to stay around people. So I always recommend run as fast as you can. Cameron, any other thoughts you want to share on that in regards to those negative behavior?
You just got to, even if the person, if they keep a negative mindset, if you really like that person, you got to work with them. But if you see all rosy in there and they just going to keep being negative and saying negative stuff, then it's kind of like a dead-end road. You can't keep going straight. You got to back up and go the other way.
Exactly. I tell you, man, you know, I agree to a certain extent in regards to, because of my own personal experience, I went through that in a relationship where the person seemed to be, you know, trying everything. That behavior was not, didn't have acceptable behavior. And I tried to really think I could change them. You know, we're going to do some things different. We're going to expose you to something a little different. But it always returned back to that point where they showed themselves. Just keep that in mind. When they show themselves, believe what you see. I'm telling you, because it's the real deal. And they're going to show you exactly who they are. So we got to realize that. So if you're dealing with that in a relationship right now, the advice of the guru as well as the expert, Cameron, you know, you can when you recognize it, if you see no way of help correcting it, you need to probably look at another avenue so you can have that emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual health that you need to survive in this world. Because, you know, we got to remember our relationship tips, and we're going to talk about that a little later, and we'll come back. We'll call them traits, tips, whatever you want to call it. But we'll talk about them in a minute because it's a part of when we're talking about relationship. All right. You want to be a part of the show, you can call in at 347-857-4192. Share your thoughts. Let us know exactly how you feel in regards to those people have those behaviors that's not acceptable or negative behavior, what they're trying to do in a relationship. And we, like I said, we had a show in part one talking about that. We had a topic on that, and we talked about it. But we just want to kind of talk a little bit more about it right now. Just remember, our title is Don't Get Too Comfortable in Your Relationship, Part 3. All right, Cameron, we're going to move to the next one. And I'm hoping our other people join us in a minute. But if not, we're going to Make it do what it do now. We're going to make it happen. We're going to be fine with it. If a, it said, discuss reasons why letting go of toxic relationship is best for you. Discuss some reasons why letting go of toxic relationships is the best thing for you. And I'm just going to start it off, and Cameron, you can join in. What's so important here is when you're in a toxic relationship, it stunts your growth, and that's your personal growth. In life, we experience things, and once we experience some things, it allows us to mature and grow from it. But you're in a relationship where there's so many negative things going on. We're back to the behavior now. So many critical things that are going on. There's criticism of you that it's not good. That person finding things to get in to that puts you in a bad situation. You cannot grow personally like that. You're gonna stun your personal growth. So you run into that problem when you're dealing in a toxic relationship. I'm gonna put a pin in my thought right there, Cameron. You can join in right now in regards to a toxic relationship.
Oh, that's a number of things. First off, it can be detrimental to your health, mental health. Just focusing because you're so focused on the other person that you ain't worried about your personal health and your mental health, and you just all over the place. So that's kind of a thing that's going to drive you crazy because you're going to be like, man, why she don't like me, or why this person doing this to me, and I never did anything wrong. You're going to start to question and doubt yourself. That's going to throw you off your game. And you're just going to be totally, like, discombobulated. And they're going to be going on about their day, being happy and everything, and they just come home to give you all type of stress and make your head hurt while they sleeping good, you up late, overthinking and stressing yourself out about the situation.
All right. Awesome. I tell you, Cameron, you hit it on the head because when you're in a relationship, you want to have a healthy relationship. But when you're in a toxic relationship, you know, when he said, not only just when you said personal growth, it affects you physically, because you start worrying about things, stress. You know what stress does? It causes serious health issues with you. So now you're going to be stressed out about everything that's going on, especially that relationship. And then emotionally, these people put you on an emotional roller coaster. You know, you up one day, down another day. They coming at you with some stuff. You're like, hold up, back up just a minute. Because, you know, where you coming from today? But they have an agenda. It's a hidden agenda they have. And it may be to cause you to leave the situation or the relationship. Or it might be where they want to be in control. When people want to be in control, they do everything to control you. And a lot of those things are toxic to you. Now, you got to remember, it's all about you. And, you know, we talk about ourselves. We talk about self-love. We love ourselves. If you wouldn't do it to yourself, why would you let anybody else do it to you? What I mean, taking you through that emotional roller coaster. One day they up, the next day they down. One day they going around the curve, now they coming back. So the point is, you never know where they're going to be coming from. So I think that hurts you. That's personal. That's emotionally. That's mentally. Now, you got a big thing going on with you. Now, they also make you, and Calvin was hitting on this and sharing this, make you feel like you're just not capable of functioning like you're supposed to be. You know, it's all about self-sufficient. You know, you know who you are. You feel good about yourself. But they challenge that. You know, when you let them go, because this is what it's all about. What's best for you? When you let them go, you feel so much better about yourself. Because you don't have to deal with those things that they was throwing at you day in and day out. You know, people who's in a miserable state love to see you in a miserable state. So what you have to do is make sure when you're around people who are miserable, you don't allow them to make you miserable. Cameron, you can add some thoughts there. You're still talking about those reasons to let those people go, let that relationship go.
Oh, man, like the self-doubt is the major key, because if you don't love yourself and you feel like it's causing harm to your personal health, then it's making you sit back and look like giving yourself a self-examination when you the one that's doing all the right things to try to fix it, and they just keep negative and negative and negative, and you try to keep a positive attitude about it, but they just keep the negative. You like, oh my goodness, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to say? And it just put a hold on you. It's kind of like putting an emotional hold on your mind when they just sleeping good, they enjoying their life, but they terrorizing your mental, and you don't know what to do. You don't know what to say. If you say the wrong thing, they're gonna get mad. If you do the wrong thing, they're gonna get mad. So it's a two-way street. You only got one way to go. You just got to figure out the best possible outcome to get out of the situation.
Woo! You know, we go back to our 3-hour run, run, and run as fast as you can. Cameron just stated it. You know, these people sometimes intentionally do these things. Some people just can't control themselves. They toxic themselves, and that's one of the statements we have on Facebook. One of the comments says some people are toxic. Some people are just toxic. I'm gonna put it another way. Some people are so unhappy with their own life, they would prefer you to be unhappy as well. So in this relationship, when you start recognizing these things that are so toxic, they're showing they are so unhappy, they would rather see you unhappy as well. And the thing Cameron brought up, and I do appreciate him saying that, you know, just those people he said about, you know, they'll take you through this roller coaster of life that ain't nothing but negative things going on. It's toxic what they're doing. And they'll go lay down and go to sleep. It don't even faze them. It don't even bother them. Because you know why? They have an intent to do this to you. It might be whatever may happen. You know, a key to our success in any kind of relationship is where our foundation starts. And our foundation starts early, very early in life. The first people you learn to love, that's what I'm trying to say, is your family. Your mom, that's the first person that, because she's the one that birthed you, brought you into this world, and you love. Then you love your family members. And that's how you begin, because you're already trying to understand yourself in the early years, the very early years of your life. But there are some people that didn't encounter that. They went through the process of being birthed into this world and received the love, but something happened that they lost faith in believing that they can love people. They seen, or they was experienced, and their foundation include them seeing situations where people was controlling other people, or a lot of violence, or whatever it may be. Your foundation is the key to it. So we have to keep in mind these people all have a mission, and if you ain't ready for them, well, they can cause a whole lot of problems for you, and life won't be no joy. It won't be no bed of roses. It will be a road that you don't want to travel. The bed can be hard. But we said whatever we make our bed, we have to lie in it. That's the way it is. So toxic relationship, a couple other things, and Cameron hit on one other. Learn to love yourself. Now, one of the things about a healthy relationship is that self-love. And we're going to talk about those tips or traits, but that's one of the things you have to do when you're trying to get away from those people. You got to let those people go in those toxic relationships so you can love yourself. Man, it's so important that you love yourself. Then more personal time. When you let them go, you got more personal time for self-care. Just think about that. If you have somebody have you running all the time, going from here to there, going doing this, because you're trying to make them happy. You're trying to satisfy them, but they're sitting back enjoying it because they're in control of the situation. You forget about taking care of yourself. You know, one of the most dangerous things in any kind of relationship is to be in a relationship with somebody that cares about taking care of themselves, but prefer you to look another way. I've heard some individuals and been in some sessions when people have talked and said that their past relationship wanted them to get as fat as they can get. Well, hold on, wait a minute. The negative things about that is that if you gain extremely large amount of weight, you're going to affect your health situation. You can be a diabetic. You can become a diabetic. You can have heart problems, high blood pressure. But they want to see you fat so nobody can look at you. But, you know, in these days and time, that don't work. That don't work because, you know, with the movement, the plus size women can wear just the same thing everybody else wears. And they're comfortable with it. But we have guys that do that. They want you to be so, you know, don't want you to go get your hair done. They don't want to get your nails done. They don't want to get your feet done. You know, they just want you to walk around and look like who did it and why. And the truth of the matter is you have to get away from a toxic relationship so you can take care of yourself. Self-care, so important. Now, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Just all you do is press 1 if you got any comments or questions, and I'll recognize you with those last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number then, and I'll make sure you become live so you can share your comments, your thoughts. All right, Cameron, anything else you want to share on letting people go when you're dealing with a toxic relationship that will help you do what you need to do in life?
Well, the main thing you got to understand that it's your personal, because your health is more personal, and that your mind can be affected by the negative stuff. So if you can't catch grip to understand that, then you're in trouble. Because if you just get so consumed and, well, I love this person, I want to be with this person, but if they keep doing stuff to harm you, they don't love you the same way that you love them back. The feeling ain't mutual. It's just like if I do harm, if they doing harm to themselves, it's doing harm to you because you love the person. They love themselves the way you love them, then they won't harm themselves. If they knew how much you love them, they wouldn't harm themselves. But some people just do it out of spite just to get back at you or just want to make you feel jealous about the whole situation.
Exactly. And that's what we're talking about. You know, it's all about it. If you know you're in a toxic relationship, do just like we say, the 3 R's, run as fast as you can. Well, that's not one of those situations you want to continue to be in and see if you're going to make it better. Because the hidden motive behind what those people doing are to create control, create disorder. They're not happy. They want to see you miserable, too. People in a relationship break up and decide to get back. That's trying to do it the second time. But their intent is that I'm going to punish him for what happened or punish her for what happened before. So we have to be very careful. It was toxic before. It may change. I don't know if we got any witness that want to be a part of it. You can call in and let us know, 347-857-4192. They all worked out the second time, but most of the time, or the third time, or the fourth time, but most of the time, if it was toxic the first time, I don't know how much change. Yes, people grow up. Yes, people mature. I can't say it won't change, but the bottom line, if you wait for that change, you know, change only comes if people want to change. But sometimes you have to move on and allow them to change. And if God set that stage for you to meet them again, you can, and they may be changed. All right, let's move to the next topic. And the next topic is the 5 things or 5 traits of having a healthy relationship. We're going to start off with self-love. We've been talking about self-love from the beginning. You know that we, in each one of the topics we talked about, negative behavior, you know, what it will lead to you not loving yourself and not caring about yourself. But if you love yourself, you're going to recognize this behavior is not acceptable to you, because I wouldn't do it to the other person, so I'm not going to allow them to do it to me. So you got to care about yourself. We was talking about things in a toxic relationship. One of the key things, as Cameron said, you learn to love yourself, you know? So it's all about self-love. So that's one of the healthy tips to a healthy relationship. The second one is trust. You know, we got to be honest with each other. You know, we got to be trustworthy. Cameron, you want to share some thoughts in regards to that healthy tip in regards to relationship or trait, however you want to call that? Trust.
Trust, loyalty, respect. It's a number of it. The most of all is respect. Just don't do nothing that your significant other wouldn't be. If you know that she don't like you or he don't like you, or whichever side don't like you talking to females, don't go out and just be friendly with a whole bunch of females, because all it's going to do is cause friction in a relationship and give it more fuel to the fire.
Exactly, sir. You have hit it on the head, because now we both playing games with each other, because a person that you know said from the beginning, I've heard this, and Cameron, I don't know whether you heard that. I've heard this as I make this statement in regards to quoted from an individual I encountered in the past. And, you know, all men can't be trusted. Or, I'm sorry, all men lie. That's what they said. Or in a situation, just tell me the truth. You ask me a question. Now, you have to be very careful about manipulative people. They'll ask you a question and you give them the answer, but they'll say, just gonna tell me the truth. That's a challenge to you being trustworthy. That's your trust. That's an issue with trust when somebody say that. So when they come out and say, well, just gonna tell me the truth, everything gonna be all right. You know good and well, and you telling the truth. My point is, some people wouldn't know the truth if it bit them, because they already have an ideal of what they think it should be. Some people try to think what you will answer, but if they want to hear some, they expect you to say it. So if you don't say what they say, then they say you're not being honest with them. Well, you're not being trustworthy. And trustworthy means that you can't be trusted to go anywhere. Because if you go, you're going to go out there and run everything that's out in the street, man or woman. So the thing about it, you're not going to be trusted. And then you're going to come back and you're not going to tell me the truth. So we tie that and bond that all up. And then it leads to the things that Cameron mentioned. People have started to have disrespect for you. They already got disrespect because they're going out doing these things. They don't have any respect for that relationship. You know, then you come people that have a sense of anger towards you. And now it's a more, I'm going to get you back. This is not going to work. That's not a good sign to a healthy relationship. Trust is very important. All right, the next one is honesty. If they don't trust you, you know, you're going to have a real challenge with when you're being honest and not going to. I just stated that, and I kind of tied it up in one. You know, being honest about situations, being, you know, someone asks you something, you know, tell the truth all the time, because I was always told when you tell one lie, you got to tell another lie. So you tell so many lies, you begin to forget what the truth is. Cameron, share your thoughts on honesty.
Ooh, that's the most important one of all. I mean, you got to be honest about everything, even if it's a small thing. You think you don't even seem that major, honestly, because in this day and age, being a millennial, women get mad about the small details and not the major ones. Why you ain't tell me you went over here at 6 o'clock or such and such? Because if you don't say that, there's gonna be a whole bunch of friction coming in this relationship. You're gonna be like, wait a minute, what did I do wrong? He's like, you didn't call me when you got to your destination. I just wanted to make sure you were safe and you was all right. And you'd be like, I ain't think it was a big deal. And she'd be like, well, I did. So you'd be like, wow, okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, I'm telling you now, see, he's speaking as a millennial, and And it does go not only as a millennial, it goes on people of wisdom too. Because, you know, people are looking for things. And I keep saying negative behavior leads to toxic relationship. And then if you not trying to make it healthy, first of all, they're going to challenge you whether you're honest about what you're saying. And that leads to the other problems you're going to have. So we kind of, you know, it's so important that you're honest with people at all times. And like I said, if you tell the first lie, you're going to tell 10 more to make sure you eventually believe you're told the truth. You can't remember how many lies you've told. So be honest at all times, and the relationship have a chance to work. The next trait or even tip in regards to a healthy relationship is communication. You know, Cameron just talked about communication. If you encounter where somebody said, well, you stopped over there and you didn't call to tell me that you stopped over there. Now, I'm going to kind of throw that with something else. Seem like they want a little control, too. They want to have some control. So, but let's talk about communication. You know, a hashtag that I have, and coming from the relationship guru, is communicate for the number four, understanding. And people always ask, man, come on, what are you talking about? You know, it's the difference between communicate to understand, but to communicate for understanding. Now, when I communicate to understand, I'm going to tell you what I need for you to do. I might be giving you a directive. I don't expect you to respond. And when you respond back to me, then we're not really, you know, that ain't what I'm asking. When I say communicate for understanding is that I'm willing to share my thoughts with you, but I do want you to share your thoughts with me. Now, one of the worst things in a relationship that leads to a toxic relationship, I believe, in communication is that you always telling people what they should do and never listen to what they're trying to tell you. We keep forgetting about we have to listen. We have to put our listening ears and listen. That mechanism on as well all the time in a relationship. People, relationship is 365 days a year, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You have to work. You have to be able to communicate. Sometimes it's going to be a debate. We was talking about healthy debate or argument. It might be. But if you both willing to listen to each other, you have a tendency to be successful. But when you already going to keep it one-sided, you already have a perception as one of the comments on Facebook. Well, your perception is that, you know, he going to do it my way. You know, he going to hear what I have to say. She going to hear what I have to say. I don't care what she has to say. You got a problem right there. Cameron, share your thoughts on communication.
Oh man, communication is like the third most important thing. I can admit that in the past, and sometimes now I'm a bad communicator. Sometimes my attention span be so short, I can see and tell you that right now. You can be doing one thing, you be like, wait, I forgot totally what I was doing, and you like, oh my gosh, I apologize. But at the same time, you just gotta. Eye contact and just saying the right thing and not making anybody feel uncomfortable or just saying anything disrespectful. If you stay away from those two negative things and just keep it all positive and keep it talking, keep the conversation fluid and flowing, I mean, everything should be okay. I mean, in my opinion and in my past, I didn't have that. I didn't done that. I said something wrong, I go back and apologize. I'd be like, I apologize if I said that, if that offended you or anything like that. But it's all about keeping it being positive and keeping your head forward, not backwards.
And you know, Cameron is stating it just like it is. When you talk about a relationship, one of the first things you have to do, you have to assess yourself, then reassess yourself to see what you can do better. Now, if you had problems communicating with a person, you know, talking with the person in the past, instead of you communicating, you screaming and shouting at each other, that's communicating to understand. That's not for understanding because now you're shouting at each other. But when you assess yourself and say, man, I need to do better. You know, last time I didn't listen, You know, I had tried to get my point across, and that's what happened. You know, I have a comment on Facebook that said, you know, another important thing is to have dialogue and, again, communication. We're having people that's just sending information to us through Facebook talking about that. Then we need to talk openly and be good listeners. You know, that's why I said communicate for understanding. You have to be on the other side and put yourself on the other side of the communication scale. You may be the one speaking, but it must be, if you're talking, somebody have to be listening to what you're talking about. Now, just like it was said about dialogue, you know, we look at dialogue and it's where we're able to present a discussion or have a discussion coming with your point of view, but also in the process willing to listen to the other person's point of view. Again, listening. We have to be able to listen. That's super for, you know, a healthy relationship. You know, we talked about self-love, loving yourself. If you don't love yourself, you're going to have a problem. You know, we talked about trust. We talked about honesty. Now we're talking about communication. So it's good to be open. You need to be able to talk openly in a relationship. You have to be a good listener, you know, and you have to be willing. It takes just as much energy and time to listen and communicate in a way effectively than it is to be screaming and shouting. And one bad thing about screaming and shouting is you can put your blood pressure to a level you don't want it to be. And when your blood pressure is high, and then you're going to have some hurt feelings. One of the things we said about a healthy debate, it's the difference between a healthy debate or a healthy argument than just an all down, out, like dog fight argument. And that is, never hit below the belt. Just remember that. And also, never bring somebody else into your point of communication, because their opinion don't have nothing to do with what's going on. Now, if you're getting some outside counseling, that's something different. But don't start bringing family members in. Don't start bringing friends in, because you don't know what their agenda is. But if you're able to communicate with that person, your mate, your significant other, your husband, your wife, or whoever you, however you call those individuals, then that means you are communicating, where you are being able to openly talk to the person, but you are also able to listen to what they're saying. So that's number four. And the last one, Cameron, we always think is important, but these just some. You may have more. I mean, everybody may have more. And we're with over four, but we're talking about six or seven of them. You know, connection. You know, people, you know, when we meet people and you feel that you have that connection with them, that leads you to want to be in a relationship with them, because you got some type of connection. You may have just communicated with somebody on the phone and you find out that, you know, that's a connection there. And it's something from inside out. You know, they look good. Yeah, they look good, but we all can fix ourselves to look good. But what do they have inside? There's a connection. You have to keep that in mind. Cameron, any thoughts on connection when you meet people? You know, either start a relationship as an associate, acquaintance, as well as the other two, which is friendship and romantic relationship. Just kind of, what's your thoughts on connection being a healthy trait for a relationship?
In order to see if you and the person got the same interest and motivation and everything else, you got to be able to connect with them. Can I laugh around this person? Can I be comfortable around this person? Will this person open up to me? And will they want me to do the same? And if they do, then we should be good. If you don't connect with the person, or you see some red flags to just catch your attention, like, ah, this don't seem quite right. I mean, you can try to talk about it, and if it still don't work, then just move on to the next one, man. Because I mean, there's plenty of fish in the sea. You just gotta catch the right one at the right time.
Exactly. And as I said, I'm getting more comments. I do appreciate on Facebook y'all giving some comments, because it's so important that we get your point of view. You don't have to call in, but we love for you to call in, 347 857 1192. We'd like to hear your voice too as well. You know, we got several things that's being said on Facebook when we're talking about connection and communication. You said one thing I found, one thing I found out in having communication with anyone is to learn to season your words with grace. You know, we got to understand, we got to be careful what we say. If you're around somebody and we're talking about a connection, you'll pretty much know what to say and how to say it because you got that connection with them. If you're not having no connection with them, it doesn't matter. It's, you put your gloves on, I put my gloves on, and I'm going to punch because I'm going to say what I want to say, and I'm going to hit below the belt, and I'm going to keep hitting. You're going to be hitting me because you don't understand that individual. Because you don't have that connection with them. So we have to keep that in mind. You know, we have to be very careful about what we say. You know, famous thing is stated by Denise on here, you can draw more flies with honey than vinegar. Just remember, when you're kind, when you speak well, you ain't screaming and shouting, you ain't hollering, you ain't got that look on your face like you want to just take somebody's head off, or punch below the belt, you have a tendency to allow each other to express themselves. And we have to keep that in mind. Those five characteristics are just or five traits, if you want to call them, or just things that you must do. That's self-love, that's trust, that's honesty, that's communication, and last but not least, it got to be a connection. All right, Cameron, we're going to look at possibility one or two more topics before we wrap it up for tonight. How long should you date before you become physically intimate and move them in your house? All right. Cameron, did you hear me?
Yes, sir. Oh, that's one that everybody want to hear. I ain't got nobody in my house now. It's just me in my house.
We.
If you like a woman, I mean, my personal preference, I think you should date for at least. I say you gotta be you. It takes what 1 to 2 years to get to know a person. Well, I mean, most people get married within 2 years of knowing each other. Some people been. I know a couple that's getting married from my church. They've been friends since they was in kindergarten, and they've been knowing each other. They've been dating from high school and on up through college and graduating college. They have to get married next month. So I was like, man, you can't script that. You can't script that at all. And then I got a close friend of mine that got married at 21. And it's a big mistake he regret, man. So you just gotta know that person is for you because people – it's seasons change, and people can change too. So, all right. As quick as you can find, you got to know everything about that person, what they dislike, what they like, what makes them freak out or tick or anything. You got to know everything about that person before you even move to the step of, hey, you feel like shacking up and then getting married, or getting married and then shacking up, or how that goes. And you just got to know that person to a fault, to a T. You got to like all their flaws and everything. And I think, me being a millennial, I think in my generation, we get it twisted. We just think, oh, we can just date for 3 months and then we can get physical. We can date for a few weeks and we can get physical within that first month. You're like, oh my gosh. Like, come on, man. Like, it's more than that. And that's our relationships. And we can be having kids, just random stuff. And you're like, man, this is going to be a never ending cycle instead of doing the old fashioned way.
Man, I tell you, Cameron is a millennial. He's sharing his thoughts. And see, a lot of the individuals that may be online or might be, on the Blog Talk Radio, call in line, or they may be here on Facebook or even on Instagram. you have a tendency to kind of listen because, see, we think that the traditional way is no longer in existence, and millennium is just wide open. They're just doing everything. And that's not true. It's all about that foundation. Now, I'm going to say how long you should date this person before you get physically intimate with that person. You know, first of all, I like to go back to my tiers of relationship. And we have four tiers that we deal with. When I meet you, I'm meeting you as an associate. I don't know anything about you. You don't know much about me. And I have to get to know you. If I choose to get to know you, then it's going to take time for me to get to know you. You know, just like Karen mentioned about some people that have been knowing each other ever since they was in kindergarten. Then you got some people just met each other, but they set their mind they're going to be married at a certain age. You got some people just met them 30 days ago, and now they talking about they so in love, and they caught the first time they met, they went straight to the bedroom, and they was intimate. You know, they were so excited about that, so that led them to make that decision. That decision is, no, man, maybe I want to stay with her a long time, want to get married, but you don't know a whole lot. You're still in that first tier of the second tier. And that first tier is associate when you just met that person. Now, if I want to get to know you, I'm going to move to the acquaintance tier. That means that we're going to talk a little bit more, we're going to communicate a little bit more, we're going to spend some time with each other, and we're going to move forward. Now, that should be in 10 days. The question is that how long? You know, I kind of go back to Steve Harvey with his 90 days. Was it 90 days? 90 days, you need to be able to get to know a person. Spend 90 days learning. I have a thing myself. I have 200 questions. And everybody say, you have 200 questions. Ask them all at one time. No, I may not ask them all at one time. But before we get beyond the social stage, I'm going to be saying, well, I got to ask some questions. I got to ask you some questions. It might be 200 questions. And in the process, as I ask those 200 questions, it might take 6 months. It might take a year. It might take 90 days. But in the process, you're going to be asking me questions as well because you need to get to know me so we can move to the acquaintance stage. And after acquaintance, I move to the friendship. So we want to be realistic. They said 90 days. We're not going to say 90 days. I say once you get comfortable enough because you have connected with that person that you think you now want to have a romantic relationship. Tier one, associate. Tier two, acquainted. Tier three, friendship. And tier four is romantic. You know, we just can't shack up, just can't do that. We have to keep that in mind. And when you do that, that's probably not going to last a long time. You may question me. You may challenge me and say, you know, it might not. But the guarantee is that if you take time to get to know a person, you can move forward to moving them. Are you moving in the same direction? Now, the other part of that, when I said about being intimate, is move them in your house. You got to be very careful who you move in your house. You know, this is supposed to be your place, your kingdom, however you want to call it. And if you start moving people in the house, they'll start taking ownership. And you're going to have a problem. It's hard to get them out. Now, I know it's hard to get them out because they get in here and they mess around and put their name on the address. I'm going to tell you right like this, and y'all can believe it or not. You're going to have to give them the amount of days that the government said that they can stay here. They might be just calling holy hell in your house, just rolling and rolling and rolling, creating problems. You pulling your hair out. But once you move them in there, you got to be very careful about how you're going to get them out of there. First of all, make sure that's the right person you want to move in. Make sure there's a somewhere where you move, you're in a romantic stage where you said, this is the person I want to marry maybe one day. So that's very important. We have to keep that in mind when we start moving people in our house. Carrie, any other thoughts you want to add on that part about being intimate when you meet them, then moving them in your house?
I think you hit the nail on the coffin. Once you move somebody in your house, your comfort zone, that's like a whole different level of a relationship, because you're in my house, you're living with me, and it's like, if you know what I'm saying, if you feel like you're going to disrespect or do anything like that in my house, it's like, hey man, like you can leave, you know what I'm saying? I ain't need you to get all this. I mean, I got this on my own. I pay my own bills. I do everything. You just like I feel like you like a roommate other than a soulmate. So it's like, I mean, if you ain't helping me contribute to nothing or helping me just gather my thoughts and be happy, then I don't need you here, man. You can just leave.
Exactly. And I'm Cameron, I'm listening to you and I'm laughing because some of these people are sending these comments on Facebook. And it's kind of funny because I want to kind of read a couple of them, if you don't mind. Let me read a couple of them. One of them, when we was just talking about connection and everything, the lady stopped casting your pearls on a swine. Know your worth. You are a precious jewel. That's Denise. Thank you, Denise. Also, let me find. We have down here, Yvette Smith said exactly, you know, exactly what you're saying. That's correct. Don't be casting it on that swine, because that swine is going to be worth nothing. If Denise come in, nope, the man that will be moving into the house will be the one I'm carrying his last name. That romantic relationship, ultimate goal after relationship, romantic, you're going to get married. If you ain't planning on marrying, you better get them out of there. First of all, don't move them in if you're not comfortable with moving in. Just keep that thought in. Now, the last one we want to talk about before we shut this thing out, I mean, shut it down, Cameron, you know, reading and trying to think as well, is how do you deal with a relationship centered around sex only? Tell me your thoughts on that, Cameron.
Ooh, that's like every millennial ever. I mean, we human, we think about it. In my opinion, I think if it's just centered around it, it kind of messes up everything, because it'd be like, well, you already showed me everything you have to offer. Now, what's next? I mean, I ain't going to get to know you. 90% of dudes my age be like, well, you already gave me all that. I'm just going to be looking forward to that, not getting forward to getting to know you. And after that, you'd be like, and then the women feel bad about it, and they'd be like, well, I didn't let you in, and you just like did me like this. Now I'm like, I'm out here. Now I got a close, intimate connection with you, and you just like left me out to dry. It's like, wow. And they get, and women are way more emotional about physical contact and emotional than we are. We just do what we do and keep on going, which is bad because we don't know no better. We do, but we don't at the same time because we still young or we just thinking about ourselves.
Oh, man. Cameron, you put it in a nutshell. That's why I said it's important that we hear from millennials. You kind of see that things are happening so fast and rapidly at a pace that we've seen things happen that we may not be accustomed to. But the bottom line is still based on that foundation. As you're saying, you know, we got to make our minds up whether I want to be a part of that. If I want to be in a relationship just for sex, then that's not really a relationship that I'm going to place all my marbles in the barrel with, in the glass jar. I'm not going to do that because, you know what, the sex is just the connection you may be having at that time. Now, later on, that connection may leave. What are you going to have? What standards you going to have from that point? What standards you going to have beyond just having that sex? Because you have nothing else in common. You cannot communicate with one another. You cannot, you're not being honest with each other, because that's not honesty. You're just having sex. And, you know, that relationship is based on that. First of all, you can't, you know, self-love is important. I'm not saying you don't, but you just don't give yourself to just give to people just like you're passing out candy in a candy jar. You just don't do that. You got to keep in mind, if the relationship is going to have to be built on more substance than sex. The guru said more than sex. It has to be something else. You got to, first of all, remember the five traits: self-love, honesty, trust, communication, and connection. But I tell you, it's been awesome tonight. We had an awesome show tonight. There's a couple of things I want to kind of finalize this situation with tonight. First of all, some advertisement I have. The Vintage Place at 104 South Court Street in Montgomery, Alabama. It has an awesome atmosphere, and it has happy hours from about 5 to 9 or 10 on every day, including Saturday. They don't do it on Sunday. And if you go there, check out the place. It's an atmosphere that fits, I call the grown and sexy with a few wrinkles. But they have an awesome time there. Check them out at the Village Place. When you go there, ask for Tracy Kendricks. She's the person that you need to see, the promoter, and just let her know you heard it on the Dr. Lowe Show. And last but not least, then I'm going to give Cameron a chance to close it out how he see fit. Last but not least, one of our good friends up in Atlanta, Crystal Porter, have a birthday today, and I want to say on this show, happy birthday to you, Crystal. Keep doing what you're going to do, you know, make it do what it do, and keep grinding. Keep on grinding. All right, Cameron, last thoughts you want to share with everybody?
Just be safe. Guard your heart and your mind, man. It's the world change every day. People change, and some of them have good intentions. Some of them have malicious and evil intentions. So you just got to guard your heart and your mind and your spirit, man. Stay prayed up.
Awesome. Awesome. Man, I tell you, Cameron, I do appreciate you coming on, you know, and we'll be back in 2 weeks, and we're going to come and do the same thing. We're going to make it do what it do. Now, remember, now, I always try to make, give a shout-out to those individuals who join us on Instagram as well as Facebook, because they're taking time to, you know, to be a part of this as a listener. Also, I'm going to start off with this individual on Instagram, and this was Tara Goodwin. I do appreciate you joining us, Tara, on Instagram. She was joining us on Instagram as well as Twitter. Then also we had Tiffany Davis. She's joining us as well as I'm trying to see if we have anybody else down here below her. All right, let's move forward. We have Denise Stephanie. She's joining us. She says she want to be on the next show, so she's going to call in. We have Elston Turner. Elston's comment was, in any relationship, sex is a tunnel vision that a partner only find out until too late. Thank you, Elston Turner, good friend of mine. Yvette Smith, thank you, Yvette. She's a biological sister. She's been hitting me all kind of ways on comment, as well as Denise. Then we also have T. Taylor. Thank you, T, for joining us. Charlie's Angel, Nurse Jackson, thank you for joining us. We do appreciate it. We have Lauren Smith, one of our guest experts. She's joining us on Facebook. Appreciate it, Lauren, for your support. We need you all here next time. Cameron said he needs you all here. All right. We also have Khadija Black. Thank you, Khadija, for joining us. And I'm starting up because we got a lot of comments here. We have last but not least, I mentioned already, Denise Stephanie. Those are the individuals joining us on Facebook. I appreciate it. We're going to have a watch party. We're going to run it again, so you'll get a chance to check it out on Facebook later on tonight. It also will be on Facebook. It'll be on Blog Talk Radio, and it'll be information that's give you the link on Facebook that you can join us and you can check the show out. We have over 141 episodes dealing with sports, dealing with relationship, dealing with just plain old life issues. And we come to you 4 times a week, but we rotate the time on every day except Wednesday, which is tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, about Wednesday night show, we have that every Wednesday night, Talking Sports Plus. I host the show. My co-host is Darrell E. Train Elliott, the radio personality. We also have Coach Tony Stallworth. We have Coach Tremaine Edwards, as well as we have Coach Lauren D. Smith. They'll be joining me tomorrow night on the sport. Cameron, you're invited to come back on tomorrow night as well. We want you to be a part of it. And then on Friday, we have our Balling with the Doc. at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time and give the time of that. Tomorrow night's show is 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, Blog Talk Radio and Facebook, as well as Anchor Podcast tomorrow night. And then on Friday, as I said, 6 o'clock, Balling with the Doc, talking about the hottest sports topic. And then on Monday, we will have our show, which is every other Monday, which is Talking Real to You. And we'll have a special guest on here, and that's Dr. Joan Cartwright out of West Palm Beach, Florida. And she's a renowned jazz performer who's retired now. She has sung all over the world. And she'll be coming at us hard, sharing some great thoughts with us. And she'll be here again on next Monday. She'll be on the next Monday, June the 3rd, and she's going to talk about women in jazz. So we look forward to having her on here. And then in 2 weeks on the 17th, we will have another special guest that's going to be coming, Ed Murray. He's a financial specialist. He'll be joining us on our Monday night show. I had an awesome time. We went over about 10 minutes. I normally give a little extra time. I really enjoyed it, Cameron. I do appreciate you joining. And again, you're invited to call back tomorrow night. You're going to be a part of it, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You know, and we're going to have a ball. We're going to make it do what it do. My hashtag is keep on grinding. The second hashtag that I live by, communicate for understanding. And last but not least, I always tell everybody, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome night, and as I stroll through our music so I can make sure I play some great music, and this is where I feel like going on. We don't own the rights to it, but we'll call it quits. Again, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Cameron, thank you for joining.
Thank you. Thank you.